This is a leaders' meeting. It's not just an ordinary fellowship. It's for those that really desire to live and to move and have their being in God. Those that are really tired of just playing religion, playing fellowship, but to really live unto God and to be willing to do what God puts in your heart, which means some people may not agree with you. Some people may think you're going wrong, but your fruit will always show up when you're doing it with God. Thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. And that's the place that we live from. We don't live from a place of defeat, because Jesus Christ has already defeated our enemy, and we're complete in Christ. God has enabled us. He's filled with His Holy Spirit. And again, just the way that we think about things, like, we know that we have a direct access to the Heavenly Father through the finished and accomplished works of Jesus Christ. Flip it around. God has a direct access to you, and He needs a humble heart. He can't go to work in your life if you're not humble, if you're self-willed to do your thing. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And for some of us, we need to be serious. God will bring you to that point where you need to forsake self and receive everything that He's given you, so that you can move forward in great strength. And God brings you to that point. He's working with our faith, like He worked with Moses' faith, like He worked with Abraham's faith, like He worked with Joshua's faith. He builds our faith up, and He gives us those words that are needed for us to help us to be enlightened, to see the spiritual rather than the five senses. And sometimes to get focused with God, it means pulling away from certain people. It means pulling away from certain fellowships as well, because it's nice being together with people, and it's nice having the fellowship. We all need that. But what type of fellowship are you getting? What type of words are you receiving? Is it man's doctrine, or is it the heavenly words from God that is inspiring and faith in you to take action upon the truths that are being spoken forth? If you want to really see these things happen, there come a point where you've got to make that decision, that committed decision. Otherwise, you'll be like a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways, going to the left, going to the right. God says, now, today, is the day of salvation. Now's the time to make up your mind. Where do you stand? Do you stand with everybody else? Are you willing to do what I've called you to do? I will bring you into that land flowing with milk and honey, where the fellowship's great, where the fellowship's rich, where it's truth, where it's edifying you, where it's bringing you peace, where it's bringing you abundance, where it's bringing you healing, where it's building your vision, where it's giving you direction. And God done this for me, and you know the story. I'm not going to repeat it again. You know the story, how God walked me through the wilderness of what was going on in my life at that time, to the point where I made my connection. I understood, now this is it. Now I need to connect here and move forward. And since I made that committed decision unto the Heavenly Father, and then I decided to stay with God. See, God will always provide everything as you take your steps, as you move forward. So when I come back from India, Sangeet started to share, stay with God. And then I learned what stay with God was. Stay practicing daily the things that God puts in your heart, the sound doctrines, speaking by the Spirit, letting God work in you, letting God direct your steps, and then practice. And sometimes we don't see immediate result. Seed time, there's time to plant, and there's time to reap the harvest. But as we continue to be faithful, and we know the scriptures say, a faithful man shall abound in blessings, then the harvest starts to show up. Then the results start to show up. God is working with our faith. He doesn't want us discouraged where we don't see nothing happening at all for us. But there are people on that road that can distract you off if you're a people person. We got to be a God person first. God first, then people person. As God directs us, okay, encourage this person, fellowship with this person, build them up, keep the focus, keep moving forward. Because there's so many distractions that can come in, and the enemy doesn't want you to walk on this way of holiness, and this green light. When you honor God, you activate God to bless you. When you speak in tongues, you activate God to build you up. When you turn your heart to God and be willing to speak what he puts in your mouth, he can then supply. So he's waiting on us. God's already moving. God's already willing. He's already got the plan. He's already got the map. He's got the direction. He's got the compass. He's got everything. So it's just now us forsaking all else and to focus God. Where do you want me to connect? Now this connection is so important. If Kathy wasn't connecting to me, I couldn't impart that to her. If Kathy wasn't honouring God, how can God get his blessings to her? God wants to bless you. And this honouring God is very important. It's connected to the growth and outreach of the word. If you're not doing that from your heart with understanding, you're not going to see it. So when I give, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm going to receive. And I know what is going to produce, not just in my finances, but in my spiritual walk, in me abounding. No, God wants us to abound. And then as we practice these simple things from a willing heart and an expectant heart, then God can then really give you encouragement. He knows the state of your heart. He knows where you are. And I can't afford to look at anybody else, what they're doing. There's many believers on the Facebook, many believers I know all around the world. I got to focus here with what God wants me to do and to work with the people he puts in front of me. And it says in the scripture, Paul was saying to Timothy, among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful man, a leader, someone that desires to move with God, desires laborers, desires their own field, is faithful. They're faithful to go to God every day. They're faithful to pray for the laborers, because God has put that desire in their heart. See, God puts that desire in your heart. This is God's desire now. Now God, through you, is able to accomplish his work because you've surrendered and you say, okay, Father, you know, I want this. I really want one laborer that's equal to a million. Now you send to me the one laborer. Now you've just given God the green light to send you that laborer. So this is the application of what was said. And I had a great one-on-one with Sandgate Friday. In fact, actually, it was Sandgate that shared that with me. And so he committed it to me, and I commit it to those that connect with me. This is what I do a lot of the time. The things that I'm encouraging people is what I've been encouraged. And I put it to practice straight away. Some things you can't just put into practice, you share. But you just keep God first. So there's a lot of wisdom. My confession, like I said to Sandgate Friday, Bristol, England, and Europe is equal to India and Nepal. And it has to be that way. Because if I'm following and practicing what I'm being encouraged, I'm being encouraged the same thing that all the other leaders in India and Nepal are being encouraged. I'm doing it with heart unto God. I'm doing it with focus, with a seriousness, with care. I'm receiving these words with care and establishing it in my heart by the practice of it. I'm going to see the same results. It's automatic. I'm going to see those results. And if you do the same thing, you'll see the same results. But the great thing, God has given you a free will choice. So you can either be pulled about by the traditions of man, by all the people around you, or you can make up your mind once and for all, make that committed decision to God, and when you do it genuinely from your heart, you won't be moved. You will not be moved, because God will help you. He will strengthen you. He will remind you. He will encourage you at your low points. And so this is all I've done. I haven't travelled anywhere, as you know, abroad to any other nation or country, but God's bringing them to me. I said, God, you bring it to me. You do the work. And if you want me to go, then you make it easy for me to go. And I'm willing to go. I'm willing to do exactly what God wants me to do. If God says, Lawrence, get up, go and put yourself in a bed and breakfast. I want you to pray to me without any distractions, no laptops, no phone, for a whole month. I'll go and do it. Your will be done, Lord. Not my desire, but your desire be done. So this is the kind of dedicated commitment unto God. And then God will put you with someone that will feed you his heavenly words, that will activate you when you receive it in the good ground of your heart, so that seed can take root, and then you'll start to produce a harvest. So God needs people that really want to live unto him. God's looking for leaders that are tired of messing around. God's looking for leaders that desire to see great outreach and great growth. Are you one of them? Or are you going to do it your way? The things that you've been taught before that hasn't really produced much, if we're honest. Yeah, some people have got blessed, some people got healed. But see, when God moves, his word runs very swiftly. And we've seen this in India. We've seen the results in India. We've seen the results in Nepal. And now you're seeing the results beginning here in England and in Europe. And I'm serious, you're going to see even more. God's doing it. I'm not doing it. Who am I? Apart from someone that's going to God with a seriousness, with a desire, with a love for God, with a love for people, with a love to see people really receive these words that keep them free, that they've already been set free by the Lord Jesus Christ through what he accomplished. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. We've been set free from the authority of darkness. We're complete in Christ. Okay, sin doesn't have dominion over us. We're a new man in Christ. As he is, so are we in this world. We're shining as those lights. And my heart is to help God's people that are serious. I only want serious people around me. I don't want messers. I really don't. I don't want people that's going to mess me around. It's wasting my time. It's wasting their time. And it's wasting God's time. So God knows who the serious ones are. From what I'm saying now, if you really want to move, you know the things that you've got to give up. Because if you want to go up, you've got to give up, right? There's things that you may need to give up. And people you may need to withdraw from temporarily until you get to a position of strength where you can then go back to them. And then if they're hungry, you can feed them these truths. Because not everyone's receiving these words. But if you receive these words as the heavenly words from God, as it is in truth, the word of God, it will become effective in you if you receive them and believe them. And then all you got to do is practice it in your life. Make that dedicated decision to God. You won't go nowhere. You won't go nowhere. You won't see great outreach. Listen, God's all about great outreach. But it starts with the ones. Ones that are surrendered to God. Ones that desire to live unto God. Ones that are serious, that are not going to be moved out of the way, no matter what goes on, no matter what comes up, no matter, even if it's family members giving you a tough time, you stay with God. You've got to be willing to forsake all. And I'm that person, I am that labourer. And now it takes one candle to light another candle. It's up to you. When it comes to giving of anything, we got to give with an expectation. When I speak with an expectation that these words, these seeds from God, these heavenly seeds, is going to produce that wonderful harvest within you, and it grows in you. See, we receive the word, but it also needs to be watered. So what you're receiving right now will also need to be watered. This is why the connections are very important, and you need to think about it. But I'm not saying this. This is God. God wants you to connect. He'll show you where to connect to be fed. And it's not just once a week or once a month. There'll be times when you'll need that encouragement. There'll be times when you'll need to come. And if you're hungry, you'll be coming. If you're not, you won't. You're just, oh, I know what I'm doing. I'm walking with God. I got the Spirit of God. I know. We've all got the Spirit of God, guys. You know, I could think, well, I don't need saying it now. He's taught me everything I know, and I can just get on. I need that connection. In fact, I call my leader twice a week. This is me personally, what God's desires put in my heart. And I look forward to it so much. Because I know that this man is so humble. And he listens to what I say also. And he receives my words. And I receive his words. And I thanked him also. I was so thankful to God that God brought this man in my life in 2003. And even though there was like a break for 4 years, down to my own fault, he was always there. He always seen the Christ in me. He always gave me good words. And I said, Sangha, I'm so thankful for you. Just being really thankful. Because I really am. I know God put him in my life. And I know God's put me in other people's lives. Like he's done with Sangha. And like he's done with you. He's putting people in your life. But what are you feeding them? Are you giving them your tradition? Your understanding? How you always thought it should be? But you'll find, if you're really serious with God, you start to see a different way. You start to see God's way. God made known his ways unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. The children of Israel didn't know God's ways. Moses did. because Moses was a friend of God. Moses was meek, and he had strength to carry out the things that God wanted to do, and God gave that strength to him, and he was humble and meek. And that's all we need to be, guys. And God will prosper you. He will cause you to grow. He'll prosper you with laborers. He'll give you many fields. This is God's desire for you. He's got so much. There's a whole storeroom in the heavenly kingdom waiting to be loaded onto you. But you need to give God the green light and be ready to receive the gifts that he wants to give you. He's giving you the spiritual ones, but these spiritual blessings need to become manifested as to, so that people can see the goodness of God. And also learn to ask God to give you the desire to minister healing to people. It doesn't just have to be me or Jason or Kim or any. You minister the healing. God's given you the ability. Start practice. Ask God to open the doors that you can minister his healing to people, unbelievers. It doesn't have to be believers. We're reaching the lost, right? As well as building up the body of Christ. And we're given sound words. So practice to really minister that power of God. And, you know, step out with God as he inspires you. Ask him to put that desire. Ask him to show you. And when you do that, what are you doing? You're giving God the green light to go to work in your life. And this is where we live triumphantly. Anything other than that, we're not living triumphantly. Because God wants to lead you by his Spirit. And the good ground of our heart needs to be good. Our hearts need to be good ground so that it can receive the seeds of the word, so it can produce some 30, some 60, some 100. So these are the things that I want to encourage you right now. I don't want to go on too longer. All I would really exhort you to do is get focused, get serious, make up your mind. Really make up your mind that you're going to move with God, because God is no respecter of persons, but he honors your faith, because your faith will put into work. And you've had so many great sharings for the last 2.5 years, great sharings, and you've also benefited from them as you practiced. And when it comes to giving your money, lots of people get around that time of the month a bit shaky, or they go a bit quiet. Why? God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he not said it, and shall he not make it good? When you sow your seed, you sow it with expectation, then forget about it. Another point I just want to make on this is that, just remember what I shared in my first day sharing, if you forgot, go listen to it again, that seed time and harvest is a natural and a spiritual law. If it's working for unbelievers, it should be working 1,000 times more for you. So you can really expect, and just relax, trust God with all your heart. Lean not onto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, so you can desire your field. Share your desires on here, because when you start to share them, God can go to work and start bringing it to pass. So we need to open our mouth and speak, not be shy. Don't think you've got nothing to share now, because you've got loads of things to share. Even if you haven't been on here for a while, you've got loads of things to share. Because God will give you those things to share if you trust him to give you the word, and he will. So that's what I wanted to share for now.